Well, earlier in the show, we talked about the future of urban farming, and now we're getting to what might be the future of urban eating. I'm talking about gas station dining. Now, this isn't a new idea. Anyone who's ever taken a serious road trip has heard about some mythical gas station barbecue where, you know, they only serve on Tuesdays between 3 and 3:22 in the afternoon, but if you get there in time, it'll change your life. But, you know, those places used to be in smaller towns, where the gas station was the best place to catch people passing by. But the new wave of gas station cuisine is all about city economics. Rents keep going up, electric cars are on the horizon, and station owners are trying to find a way to get people to come through the door. So why not with tapas, superfood smoothies, and Venezuelan burgers? Maria Bacalopolo takes a spin around the booming gas station restaurant scene in Miami.
Stick around for a quick car wash today.
If you want to shock your dinner date, tell them you'd like to book a table inside a mobile gas station, then watch their jaw drop when they step inside.
Here we are as we enter the gas station. You're going to see kind of this store directly to our left here. You have your motor oil, our gums, and our chocolates here, which you'd expect. And if you just veer your eye a little bit to the right, you'll begin to see our cases of wine that greet you at the door, and a little bit more, our cake display in our bakery cafe. And if you keep on walking over here, you're going to begin to see our cool wine selection here, where we have Dom Perignon Cristal all the way down to some basic Chardonnays for everyday consumption.
Carlos and Javier Fonseca are savvy 20-somethings. Their lives revolve around El Carajo, the only gas station in the city of Miami that can also claim to be a fine dining establishment. El Carajo was opened in the 1980s by their father, Richard Fonseca, a lover of the finer things in life. He began offering foods beyond your typical convenience store. El Carajo was inspired by a family trip to Europe.
He went to a rest stop on the Autostrada in Italy, and in one of the locations he had some of the best food he'd ever had, and out of a little inexpensive plastic cup they poured him a phenomenal Brunello, and he went, you know what, we can have some of the best offerings in both food and in wine in a gas station, and people should appreciate it because it's no different than being anywhere else and being able to enjoy it.
It took a while for El Carajo to reach the level of popularity it enjoys today.
We've definitely had people, they get invited for dinner, they get out of their car, they see it's in a gas station, they go, oh, it's in there.
Relying on their quality product and word of mouth has garnered steady growth. Their sizzling chorizo, dates covered in bacon, and the popular croquettes are all served to meet the most demanding palate. From fine wine and tapas to a less hedonistic experience, we head over to Mendez Fuel for a craft beer and a car wash.
I'm Michael Mendez, owner of Mendez Fuel.
I am Andrew Mendez, VP of Mendez Fuel.
Andrew keeps an impressive stock of craft beer, and 16 are on tap ready to fill growlers and crowlers, bottles and cans sealed on the spot. He makes sure he highlights the local breweries. Next to the beer taps, Andrew's brother Michael Mendez has the hits for the health conscious, including organic wraps, salads, and icy Brazilian acai bowls loaded with fruit, honey, and coconut, and a range of fresh organic fruit juice blends.
I will say that as a gas station owner, and if anybody else is a gas station owner listening to this, if they're not trying to create a food service component or trying to create a niche in the market, they're gonna die. Today's gas station, the future is food service and being unique, because we're a dime a dozen. You know, the margins on gas are minimal. You want people to come inside, you want people to spend money inside. You know, it's hot in Miami. You know, it rains a lot. For us, the challenge in this store is that our pumps are probably 50 feet away from inside the store and they're not covered. You know, how do you get that person to come inside and walk either through the rain or through the heat inside? And you know, we've managed to do it.
The next stop is on the way to the world-famous South Beach, a very body-conscious place. Off Alton Road and inside a tiny Texaco station is Milk Gone Nuts, named after the homemade almond, cashew, and coconut milks, sweetened with dates and maple syrup. They have irresistible vegan chocolate ice cream sandwiches and delicious protein pancakes. Other big draws are the chocolate peanut butterlicious shake and their Italian-style ice pops. Their coconut milk made daily in their kitchen is like nothing you'll find at a grocery store. Truly the nectar of the tropical gods. Owner Sarah Tasher Suarez.
We have our regular people, we have the office people, we have people from car wash. It's like, oh my God, you know, I can get gas, I can get a car wash, I can get lunch, I can get a smoothie, and life is great.
If you're heading west near Miami Airport, Pepito's Plaza in Doral will set the dial at the opposite end from vegan. Offerings include a made-in-house three-meat burger with a fried egg on top, stacked so high you can barely fit your jaw around it. Washed down with a chilled rice milk, it could easily lead to a lengthy siesta.
My name is Maria Alexia. I'm a co-owner and founder. We started this with the station manager, the gas station manager. We met him because we were neighbors. We are from Venezuela.
A car wash in the back became a seating area with a walk-up window where you can order the Venezuelan-themed fast food based on hamburgers and hot dogs. Because of the large number of Venezuelans in Doral, the area is nicknamed Doralzuela. It is also the name of Pepito's signature burger.
It has the beef patty, the chicken, the pork loin, ham, egg, cheese, avocado, potato sticks, and all the lettuce, tomato for the diet, and all the sauces you want.
Real estate prices in Miami are skyrocketing. Business owners are getting creative with their square footage. And everybody needs to stop at the gas station. With electric vehicles set to increase and customers stopping longer, waiting for a charge to complete, these new models of how gas stations serve the public point the way to a more colorful and tasty future.
Maria Bacalopolo is a Miami-based journalist and filmmaker. And that's our show for the week. Thank you so much for listening, and please join us again next week. And in the meantime, there's a quote from Michael Pollan I want to share. It goes, "It's not food if it arrived through the window of your car." But hey, don't you think leaving the car to go into the gas station can count?